Thankfulness. What are you thankful for this morning? I want to open it up. One thing I was thinking about. No, I'm sorry. We're going to read some verses and then we'll open it up. I was thinking about we are reversing the end times by being thankful this morning. Isn't that powerful? Because the Bible says in the end times people will be, there's all kinds of wicked things people will do and be like, but one thing is they're going to be thankful, they will be unthankful. So for us to be thankful this morning, we are stopping the end times in a few seconds by being thankful. That's my thought. Scott, do you have these verses that we can put up? Here's some verses I found. There's 12 of them. I will read one verse, and then I will let you read with me the next verse, and we'll alternate back and forth. Because it's powerful, I like when congregations can participate. We can participate in singing, and also verses. To hear your own voice say the truth is very powerful. So that's what I want you to do. I'll read the first verse. For everything God created is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving, because it is consecrated by the word of God and by prayer. And next verse. Okay, everyone together. Can you read it? Know that the Lord is God. It is He who has made us, and we are His. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Okay, next verse. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. I will always thank my God for you because of His grace given to you in Christ Jesus. Let them give thanks to the Lord for His unfailing love and for His wonderful deeds for mankind. For He satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things. Okay, everyone. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. And whatsoever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God, the Father, through Him. Everyone, you will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous in all occasions. And through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Everyone, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the God transcends all understanding. Guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. But thanks be to God, He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Everyone, these all kinds of trials have that you may prove in genuineness of your faith of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Thank you, Scott. Okay, here's an extra microphone if you need an extra microphone. Okay, don't be bashful. I will start out. The thing I'm thankful for is for my wife and my two girls. I waited a long time until I got married and waited longer until I was able to have children. And because of that, I'm very grateful for them. Who's next?
Yesterday, actually Friday night and Saturday, I was with a group of guys bear hunting. And I think I'm a little bit hoarse this morning because I laughed and talked so much. But I'm so grateful for the friends that I was able to be with and just have conversations while we're talking or while we're walking. I think we walked about 12 miles. And just a lot of good fun. And if you want to hear some stories, ask Dean.
Hello. I'm just thankful this morning for how Jesus touched me this week. I was actually shopping at Kmart, of all places, where I heard the song, Mary, Did You Know? And I was feeling weary, and I was struggling with a hurt. And I was just standing in the aisle, and this song came on, and it talked about, Mary, did you know that someday your son would touch a blind man and a leper and going through those? And I just closed my eyes, and I said, Lord, I need a touch from you, and I feel like this is you touching me through this song. So I was sharing it this morning at the breakfast table, what happened, and Vernon asked me if I told the manager how much it meant, so that's one thing I want to do this weekend. So I'm just grateful, yeah, for the Lord touching me when he knows I need it.
I love my mommy. She makes good food, too.
I'm thankful for several things, one of which is the woman in the center there, my girlfriend. And I'm also very grateful for the way God uses hard times in our lives to grow us and to draw us closer to him and redeem situations and lives.
Yeah, I thank God to give me the opportunity a couple of weeks ago because I was driving a bike. I saw the truck in fire close to the bank. I stopped my bike. I run into the truck. I get inside the truck to get somebody out of the truck because the truck was in fire. That's the old man driving the truck. The truck is starting fire. I run into the truck. I get inside the truck. I put my life in danger to save his life. Thank God to give me the opportunity to do it.
When did that happen?
A couple of weeks ago.
I see.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm thankful for doctors that have spent years studying and investing to learn things and new procedures. We're pursuing surgery for Cordell for his scoliosis and his spine. And I feel so blessed that a doctor that has spent a lot of time researching that is in New Jersey, an hour and a half away from our house, where it could be across the country. So I'm so grateful for that. And also, for plans that can help with the finances on that. So for those of you that knew that and prayed for us, thank you so much. We learned this week that this surgery is eligible for sharing as part of our sharing plan, so we're pursuing surgery for Cordell in January. So, yeah, thanks for praying, and I'm so thankful for that provision and for just the possibility of correction.
So yesterday was a really hard day for me. One of Cordell's classmates passed away in his sleep. And so there's a lot of, I think it's Ty and Emily, Aaron, and Elizabeth and Cordell, a classmate of theirs. And there's one thing I'm really thankful for, is a community of believers that cares when things are hard.
I'm just so thankful for, like, a warm house, and just like to think of all the other children and people in the world that wouldn't have things like, just like warm beds, like anything, and yeah. And I'm also really thankful for, God and how he has saved my life, like, multiple times, and yeah.
I'm thankful for my pets, and I'm just glad that we have some pets.
Good job.
First of all, Jeff, I want to thank you for your efforts to prepare what you did this morning. If we didn't come with appreciation for God's blessings for us as Americans, as us as individuals, why we have many reasons to be thankful this morning. And my thoughts are, I'm just so thankful. The blessings of God have been upon me that I know where I came from, I know why I'm here, and I know where I'm going.
And I'm thankful for our safe travels this morning. We were watching the blizzard at our house before we left, and the roads were pretty treacherous from near Hershey, where we live, to Landisville exit. We're glad for safe travels. And especially I'm thankful for my husband this year through the trials of the summer, 3 months after 2 foot surgeries and being in a boot for 12 weeks when I wasn't able to drive. He was so gracious and took me where I needed to be, to doctor appointments and therapy. And most every morning, he brought a bowl of fruit upstairs for me, since I just did the stairs once in the morning and once in the evening. So that was pretty special, just the little things he did for me. Mm-hmm. Thanking God for that. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
So I am in the midst of life of a lot of hurts and pain and death and loss. I'm thankful for life. And we have 3 grandsons who I roughhouse with and do a lot of guy things with. But I'm excited in March that I'm going to get the spoiled little girl.
Very good. Very good. Yeah, microphone over here.
I'm really thankful for my family, and I'm especially thankful for my brothers right now. They've been investing a lot of time into my life, and I'm so grateful for the time that I get to spend with them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm especially thankful this morning for the Word of God, and that we have it, and we're not left in darkness, and it's a sure foundation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thankful for a warm house that you can come to after a really cold day playing outside and doing your chores, and also, coming from a long drive from where you're going, and I think just thank you for vehicles that you can stay warm when you're in the cold.
Mm-hmm.
I'll echo what my father-in-law said about with everything going on this past year. I'm so thankful for the gift of having my both sets of our parents, and also my children having great grandparents. My grandma, Grandpa Furman, active in their lives. Such a gift. Also, we just had our ultrasound, and to have everything normal and healthy like it should be on a baby is such a gift. And also the gift of Dallas's health lately. It's been very good, and anyone that has struggled with Lyme can understand how such a fight that can be. And he's skipped out on bear hunting for years because he just can't do it. And this weekend, he was able to enjoy going up bear hunting for the first time in forever and hiked like crazy. And he's still here walking around. So it's amazing that he can do stuff like that. So I'm so thankful because we take our health for granted so often.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, yellow microphone.
I'm thankful for my cousins because many children in this world just don't have any cousins.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Today, my honey would have turned 72. And though I have no earthly husband, I have a heavenly father who's been an amazing husband to me. I'm very grateful.
Mm-hmm. Yellow microphone.
I'm always very grateful for my husband and my children and my house and everything. But today I'm especially just thankful for God's presence with us. This weekend we went to New York City, and I grew up there, and I know it's always impossible, almost next to impossible to find parking. And the Lord blessed us with the parking right on 42nd Street in the middle of all the lights and screens. And I just thank the Lord so much for the way he showered his love upon us yesterday, this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Blue microphone. Lost track of it. Anyone else have the microphone? You do. Okay, no one can find it. Okay, anyone else? Okay, there's some hands here in the back. Let's do the back row here. Do 102 there.
I love my daddy because he's a hard worker.
Very good.
I love my mommy and my dad because they work really hard. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Janet in the front.
I'm thankful for God's provision for him bringing me through this year, for a restored function for my elbow, for him helping me do a work schedule that I didn't see how I could do. And I'm thankful for his provision recently that I had some shifts canceled. So I lost income, but I really needed the time to do things at home. And I just found it out yesterday, next month, those hours will be replaced. So God's going to juggle the income.
Yeah, that's grateful. Okay, let's do this. Switch back to Mim.
I'm thankful for God's mercy and compassion that it's new every morning. I'm also thankful for my family, and I'm thankful for you guys, for all your prayers and your care in many ways for me and my family the last couple months. I'm so grateful for you guys. And just a quick update, Wednesday I will be starting my chemo type pill, so I will be refraining from shaking hands and trying not to be around sick people. So, yeah, you can continue to pray for me that I would have minimal side effects from that. I can keep doing life. Thank you.
Amen. Thanks for sharing.
Yes, I'm thankful for the Word of God. It gives us stability in this world that's falling apart. There are so many people in the world that have no access to the Scriptures, and so they're just floating on the sea without any moorings. And I'm thankful for the Word of God that gives us something to hope for and to stand for. This week my mind was drawn to Psalms 33 and 34. And as I read over those two chapters, I had to worship. You know, worship is our response to who God is. Mm-hmm. And if you want a worship experience, look at Psalms 33 and 34 and meditate on some of those scriptures that we don't often think about, or we rarely reflect upon. So I thank the Lord again for the stability that the Word of God gives us, and that we have access to it here in this country, unlimited.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very good. Okay, I think we'll wrap it up there. And thank you so much for being open and sharing. And I guess we'll dismiss for a break.